So as we shift from Purim to Pesach, really Purim was just 2 days ago, I wanted to have maybe a little bit of fun with the first halacha that appears when you start dealing with Leila Seder. That was the first halacha in Shulchan Aruch. After speaking about the union of baking matzah, and the whole halachas have to do with Bedikas Chametz, which we discussed in length last year, we'll try to focus more on Leila Seder. And the first halacha that we have is regarding when can you start to eat Leila Seder. And this is really not what I want to discuss today, is something which is really, again, it's related to every Shabbos and every Yom Tov. How do you treat Shabbos, how do you treat Yom Tov, and how it pertains to Pesach. And the real machlokes that we have in the Poskim, how do you treat the time, the first minutes or the first hours of a Shabbos and Yom Tov. So let's see. In the middle of the page, we have the Mishnah, beginning of Arab Zohim. The Mishnah says, Erev Pesachim soch lamincha lo yechal odo mashatechshach. Erev Pesach, don't eat before the night. Now the main point of the Gemara, of the Mishnah, is be careful, don't eat during the day, before the night, so you're not going to be full, you should be hungry, and toyev to eat and Leila Seder. But the Rishon you learn from here is something else, an addition. Not only that you should not eat an Erev Pesach before the night, but on Pesach itself, you should wait for the night to start your meal. Let's see the Lashon HaTosis on the right side of the page. Tosis says, Makshinan, we have a question. Am I eat tzrich ad shetechshach? Pshita. I mean, why it says till night? It says don't eat in the day. Why have to tell me until night? When he speaks about Shabbos Yom, it doesn't say don't eat till the night. Matzah, you have to wait for the night. You can't eat matzah till the night. It says balayla hazeh. You need to eat it in the night, so you cannot eat it earlier. Aval, so the Shabbos Yom Tovim. What about a regular Shabbos? Do we accept early Shabbos? Yes. Do you eat at early Shabbos? It could be in the summer, you could accept Shabbos at 6:30, while night time is only at 8 o'clock. You can eat. So you could eat before the night, a regular Shabbos Yom Tov. Pesach is different, Pesach is special, you have to wait for the night, because it's a Kosovo. Yeah? Is that
all? No, but that's because of matzah. Matzah is a unique thing.
Right.
That we don't have any other Yom
Tov. Agree. That's what he says. That's what's different. So any other Yom Tov you can eat earlier. And on Pesach especially, you have a special thing, you have to wait for the night. That's what he says. The Rosh says the same thing. If you look at the left side of the page, he brings the same question. Why you want to tell me a mincho is come to tell me?
Only because of matzah. If not for matzah, you probably could do it.
Right. Right. Question is, good point. You're basically saying, that's matzah. What about Arba Kosis? Or Leila Seder starts now with the matzah. We start with the Arba Kosis. It takes time to get to it. So, it's Kaddish Uchotz, Karpas Yachatz. You get to it, takes time to get to matzah. But we'll get to it. We'll get to it in a second. Why everything connects to matzah. The Rosh says the same thing on the left side of the page. He brings the same thing. And he ends. He says the following. He just brings a different marker. They call it in the middle of the Rosh. Wait till the night. The korban Pesach can be eaten only the night. Right? Which really goes to what Tosafos says before. Because it says, the same thing. So therefore, that's how you do it. And therefore, you have to eat it for the night. Okay, we'll leave the last part of the Rosh for now. So the comes up with passage from the Torah to the Rosh, you cannot eat until the night, until it's mamish night. So even usually you can do early Shabbos, early Yom Tov. When you get to Pesach, you can't do early Pesach. You can't do early Pesach from the Suda point of view. You can do early Pesach from the Ma'ariv point of view, but you can't do Erev Pesach from the Suda point of view, because the Suda has to be doing Mamash on the night. Look at the Loshon HaTur, when the Tur brings the Halacha. So he starts the first Halacha in this Simen. Prepare the table, try to eat as fast, as early as possible, according to Halacha. Why? So the kids should not fall asleep. You don't want the kids to fall asleep. Don't eat before the night. Even the regular Shabbos Yom you could do. Pesach Shani, Pesach is different. You can eat only in the night. Says the Mishnah, it goes to your point, bring the Tumah Sedeshen. Okay, but when I get the matzah, I'll get the night. It's one of the four koises. It all connects to Matzah Mar. Our meal, our Suda, Slela, say there, it's surrounded with the Pesach Matzah Mar. So whenever you eat Pesach Matzah Mar, that's where you have to attach the entire Seder. The Arba Koises, and the Manishtano, and the Yerokos, everything should be together surrounding the Pesach Matzah Mar, so therefore you should not do it before the night. That's what he says. I didn't bring it over here, the other Chonim bring another reason, Prima Godim says, that you have to have Kiddush B'Mokam Suda. So the first kodesh that you do, kadesh, is kiddush suuda. If the suuda is not yet time to eat the suuda, you can't do the kiddush early. It has to be together. So it's a similar idea to a sedesha that's attached to the matzah. Kiddush becomes suuda. You have to do the main meal in the night, and therefore everything surrounding the meal has to come in the night. So says the Shulchan Aruch la'alacha. If you look, yes, Shulchan Aruch la'alacha, prepare the table early in the day. Kedel chal mea mishatech shach, start right away in the night. Hurry up. You need the kids to be up. Do not do kiddush before it gets dark. So that's what you have. That's the halacha legabe Pesach. And this opens up to a big discussion in general. When we're talking about a regular Shabbos Yontif, that you could do it early, how do we understand the lumdus of doing it early? What does it mean that you're doing it early? So, let's just open it with the basic chakir, and we'll see how the Achronim learn, and then get back to the Pesach Inyan. The real Shaila is like this. When I accept Shabbos early, how does that work? Shabbos Medina needs to come in the night. We have Ben Hashmashas, we have time that we don't know, between Shki and Tesach HaChavim, so you have to be Machmir there as well. There's a concept called Tosef Shabbos. You should add a few minutes to it. They say at least 2 minutes. Okay. But let's say I accept Shabbos even earlier than that. Half an hour earlier, like we do, 18 minutes earlier. We accept Shabbos earlier. Now that Shabbos started, how do you treat that time? Is that time Mama Shabbos? Or it's not Shabbos yet. It's still Friday. But I do different halachas that relate to Shabbos. Meaning, do I look at this right now, it's Saturday, Shabbos, or no, it's still Friday, just I'm not allowed to do melachas during that time. How do we look at it? So, we'll start this discussion with the Maharal. The Maharal in Gvuras Hashem, Maharal is brought down l'halacha, whenever he's brought down l'halacha, usually Paschal like him, most places. We'll see here that Yehuda Taz disagrees with the Maharal. The Maharal in Gvuras, and so in some other places, has a few shticks on halacha. He brings halacha l'maise. And Gvuras Hashem, he speaks about this idea that you can do kiddush early. So says the Maharal, v'tzorach yitzis the Maharal, the suda shabbat tzorit balaylo, tzich leecho suda achas balaylo, v'kenech yuchal bayoy kodem alaylo. So the Maharal, I don't understand. How can you do a meal early on Friday? You need to eat one suda Shabbos on the night. You do it before, it's not night yet. How can you do it? So what about Kiddush? Do we say you could do early? So also Kiddush, the Kiddush is adding to the night. That's what he says, a Svara, Kiddush adding to the night. Not understood exactly what he means. But he said, you can do Kiddush early. Shekiddush Kaya El Shabbos. The Kiddush represents here Shabbos. We're starting Shabbos. You can add on Shabbos. Meaning the day, it's not the night. It's not, and that means you're eating too early. How do you do that? So the Maharal adds, and he says, he ends the sentence. You must finish the Suda Shabbos in the night. You can't have a Suda Shabbos that ends when it's still daytime. We hold until Tzitzik HaChavim. It must end there. A person does an early Shabbos, according to the Maharal, an hour and a half before Tzitzik HaChavim, 2 hours before Tzitzik HaChavim, and he eats, he starts his meal, he does a quick meal with the kids, and he goes to sleep after half an hour. According to the Maharal, you're not Yaitse, the Tzudas Lel Shabbos. You have to get to the night. So I don't mind that the beginning is not there, the end is there, that's what the Maharal says. So Maharal says, you play around with all the, you know, you do Kiddush early, you start Shabbos, so it's very nice, but you have to have a meal in the night. You don't have a meal in the night. And so brings the Mogen Avraham, La Halacha. If you look at Taba the Maharal, he brings in Kursu Bashlo, Shesav Chasidim, Temikom Okom Tzorech Lechol Kazayis Balaylo. You need to eat in the night, Kedil Kayim Sudus Shor Sudus B'Shabbos. You have to have a meal in Shabbos. Chegos Abach, B'Shem Maharal in Prague. And that's what he says. I'm not sure that the Tosfos and the Rosh argue Teyochel Gemara Suda Bayim. And then that's the suggestion. He says we don't. We call Kotov LaAchmir says the Magen Avraham to be Machmir like the Maharal and like others like the Shlo, Sefer Chasidim, that you must eat in the day because the Suda needs to. You must eat in the night because the Suda has to be in the Shabbos. Comes the Taz. Look at the small Taz here, right in the middle of the page, like in the middle between the right next to the Maharal. Brings this Sefer Chasidim because of Sefer Chasidim. Very Sotel Shvelil Shabbat Tzichshi Gemara Suudu Balayla. You have to finish the Suudu Balayla. For Hashan Nag Shalochu Shabbat Sadalayla. Mashal Zim Makri. You have to start till the night. Fili Nirus the Taz Kivan Etoy Sevens Michal Akoydishu Deraiso Im Ken Yotzo Shofir Afilu Goma Koydim Balayla. Says the Taz, no, I added the Shabbos. What do you mean? For me, now I did the Suudu on the first part of Shabbos. So, what are you saying? You need to have a Suda on the night. Why have to Suda on the night? You have to have Suda in the beginning of Shabbos. Says the Taz, I have a Suda. I added the Shabbos, and now start the night. Now start the first part of Shabbos. What's the problem? Why is the Maharal bothered with the fact that you have to do Suda in the beginning of Shabbos? They don't have it. The same way I could do Kiddush early, because Shabbos started, I could do Suda early. That's what the Taz asks on the Maharal. The Morgan Avraham obviously logs in the Taz and holds it. You can't do it till the night. What's the machlokes over here? So seemingly, and that's what many later Chorim learn. The machlokes is, how do you consider Tosefes Shabbos? The Maharal, the Morgan Avraham, the Sefer Chasidim, they say, listen, it's very nice to accept Shabbos early. So you started the halachas of Shabbos. In Allah du melacha. You started some the Kedusha of Shabbos. It's all very nice. But Lamaise, it's not Shabbos yet. It's still Friday. It's Friday with halachas of Shabbos. I need to do the meal in the night on Shabbos itself. So it doesn't help to do the meal until you get to the night. The Taz seemingly says no. The Seuda, I accept Shabbos early, now start Shabbos. I can start Seuda right away. That's the Chur of the Machlekes. This Taz, and he says the Marashal, this is the two Shittas over here. And we find other examples to this. I want to bring, we'll see here, three different Tazes in three different places where he basically says the same point. Maybe we'll start, first of all, with the, let's start with the first Taz, with the order, the same order we have over here. The Taz brings a similar discussion regarding Sukkot Shmini Atzeres. And the Taz says the following. You have Sukkot during the first days of Sukkot. Comes the eighth day. Can you accept Yom Tov early on Shmini Atzeres? Why not? Every Yom Tov you can accept early. So he brings a problem. Regular Shmini Atzeres, you start early. You start Sukkot Shmini Atzeres early. Comes the night. Do you eat in the sukkah or not? We eat in the sukkah. Do you do a bracha on the sukkah or not? Is it Shmini Atzeres or it's Sukkos? Right? That's what brings the discussion. I'm ending Sukkos, but I accepted Shmini Atzeres early. Now what happens with my chiyuv of sukkah if I want to eat right then? When it's still early. So look what he says. He brings, we're not going to see the whole thing, but he brings the Maharshal. Because the Maharshal b'tshuva sim samaches, Shirah go b'shem ha'ari tabil, he saw the ha'ari tabil, shalai ha'oichel b'kizaz yon d'shmini atzeres alai. He made sure not to eat till the night. Why? You're eating before Yom Tov started. You're eating before the nightfall. You have to do Leishah B'Sukkah. Why? Because it's still day. So it's still Sukkos. And he brings different rise to that. Okay, I'm not going to read the whole thing. Says the Taz, if you skip to where you have the little space in the middle, says the Taz, I disagree with that. It's not true. If you add, now here the Taz is saying in Mefarish, you're adding to Kodesh, adding to Yom Tov, adding to Shabbos, the previous day is over. It's gone. The minute you accept it, the next day, it's the next day. The new day started. So when he goes and accepts Yom Tov Shmini Atzeres, Sukkah is finished, Shmini Atzeres started. That's what that says. So why doesn't have to do on the Sukkah? And then he brings, what about a Kiddush and all that? He says, he brings a Shiloh, and he says, what about regarding, when you do, as we are knowing, you do early Shabbos, you have to do Shema later at night, Bezmane. So the Taz says, why do you have to do Shema later at time? You already started the day earlier. So the Taz says something, which maybe we'll get back to soon. He says, look at the one line before the end. The Kriya Shema V'Oimer is one of Balayla. V'lama yagdim boid yoyim la'asos shalei kedinum. Why you do it early, not kedin? V'shema shekibu show us all, because he accepted Shabbos early. Ma'echasel loy b'imyantim et v'or leilu. What happens if he waits for it? V'loy lismol kabalot shalei boid yoyim. So the Taz says something which is unclear what he means. We'll get back to it soon, Be'ez Hashem. He says, Kriyishma and Oimer, you have to wait the night, so why not wait? What's the big problem? But here, why should you be hungry? What does it mean exactly? We'll see in a second. But what the Taz says clearly is, when you accept in yourself Shabbos, you have now a new day. It's a new day. The day changed. Until now, Sukkos, from here on Shmini Atzeres. Says, is the next day, if I go Balayla, Umochar Mamesh, it's the next day. The day change. I have no problem to do Sukkah. What?
You can't mix the two. You can't.
So there's no way to mix the two.
Either or,
exactly. The Maharshal seems to say the what? What does the Maharshal say? Look, similar to what we say in the Maharal, and the Shloh, in the Sefer Chassidim. No, the day doesn't end until nightfall. Hi, I accepted Yom Tov early. Very nice. So you accepted yourself a chiyuv to start early. You have, you know, I'll do melacha. You can do kiddush because the kiddush starts, but it's not the day, it didn't change. And to emphasize this point is the difference, the contract difference between the Maharshal and the Taz. Let's see, there's another, let's see the next Taz.
What about making Shabbos earlier.
Yeah.
What about keeping Shabbos longer?
Good point. So the truth is that the next Taz we're going to see refers to that. You could always add more. You can always add more, right? So we pass. So it's a good question. Lagabe leishah b'sukkah. Let's leave leishah b'sukkah aside. We do say lagabe ritzei yalaviyovo alanisim. Whenever you add to the meal, you can extend the meal longer and do it. But that's only because you started during the day. So you have a concept of adding the Kodesh Achol, but the question is, can you do Leish Shev after night? That's a good Shaila. Maybe it'll be totally. It's good something to think about. The Taz says the following. When you see in the next Taz, the Rish Samach Gimel, he brings the following. Right? The discussion that he says is, what happens, you have a person who accepted on himself Shabbos, early Shabbos. Can he tell the next guy who didn't accept on Shabbos to do for him a frame of melacha? For me, it's Shabbos. For you, it's not Shabbos. So I say, can you please open the light for me? Can I do that or not? That's a discussion. So he brings the Rajba, and the way they learn the Rajba, the Levush, the way the Levush learns the Rajba. And the Levush understands the Rajba, that what's the idea of accepting Shabbos early? Says the Levush, the idea of accepting Shabbos early is a neder. I'm doing on myself like a neder. I don't want to do malacha anymore. Says the Levush, when I do the neder on myself, it's only on myself, and I'm not doing neder on my friend. So my neder is only clapping myself, but not clapping talking to my friend. That's how the Levush learns the idea of accepting Shabbos early. If you look inside, this Taz brings, he brings the Levush. If you look at the third line, the Be'uli Shabto, when you accept Shabbos early, Hadavar Tori Ben Nidur V'Kibula, you're the neder, how much you're cabling yourself. He accepted himself. He did not accept himself. That's what he wants to say. And then he wants to be mechalek, what your point, between Erev Shabbos and Moitz Shabbos. Okay. The Taz himself argues with this idea. I'm not going to go into the whole discussion he speaks over there, but he argues with the Svara. He says, you know what? When you accept Shabbos early, you can speak to your friend? Not because of a nether. It has to do with a nether. He says something else. He says the following of this. Avlatamu, three lines before the end of this Taz. The Israel merely nesar for the Shabbos gomer. To tell somebody else to do to do something is not a real Israel. Like being also the kol Israel, then you can't tell Israel to do a melacha. Mashen could be mutal as a Shabbos achnai mutal gam Mashen yom alasay soy. He says if the other guy can do melacha, I have no Israel. My Israel is to do a mirror for something for doing something in Shabbos that I can't do it right now. Nobody can do it. If my friend can do it, I have no Israel mirror. That's what he argues over there. But you see that the Taz disagrees with the whole concept. The Levush tells me, what is the idea of Kabbalah Shabbos? That's a neder. I accept on myself melachas. I accept on myself something, you something, I have something else. The Taz says, no, that's not the idea of Kabbalah Shabbos. According to what we learned in the previous two Tazes, what are the Taz really saying? No, when I'm accepting the Shabbos, it's not that I'm doing a neder. I'm changing the status of the day. It's a new day. The day changed. Some of the Achronim bring the next Taz. The Tazor Chayit Tzimut, he brings the following. He says, what about the fact someone came in Rosh Hashanah and the Kehila made him, they didn't have a shofar. They lost the shofar. There was no shofar. Now, Rosh Hashanah is Thursday, Friday. Friday, right before Shabbos, they accept Shabbos early. You know, they're going to go to Shabbos. 10 minutes later, someone comes with the shofar. I found the shofar. Can you do Tkiyah Shofar or not? So the Taz says you do Tkiyah Shofar. So everybody says, one second, did you switch the day? It's already Shabbos. So the Taz answers this question. Taz says, no, because when I accepted myself Shabbos, it was a mistake. If I would know that a Shofar would come, I would never accept it on myself. It's like doing a neder or a shvua, and here has a neder or shvua, with a kavana that I didn't know. So I wouldn't have accepted it on myself. Right? Meaning, so the Achronim bring this is a steer in the Taz. The Taz on one end says that the J changed, but it did not change. You could argue. Taz himself says this idea. So that's what he says. Here, that's really the chiluk. If you want to look inside, look just to see the Taz. Just we'll see a few lines. The ain't over the service much kadati bar achayim lian shmini atzeres or b'shmini atzeres. I can eat through the sukkah. Tim kibal of the shmini atzeres yochel leechol achakach kodem alayim blor brocha b'sukkah v'loy kabar hashal. Says there, I can't do brocha over there. Shani also the inchav is be the tzuka alav. Kadesh toyme the kibla shoshu kereg da mitzvah. Says I don't know if any other chiyuvim. If I accept it, what's the problem? I made tzuka shorter. Ta'ibayoch ilaviyav shaldeis. I don't have to eat in the tzuka anymore. I have no obligation on me. Mashen kikam mishevet dichkiu bikum ve'ese the kabbalosu vatelat lav kol gavina. You can't go and take away a mitzvah you have on you. So you can't do it. That's why this goes away. That's what the Taz is over there. So there's seemingly what the Taz is saying is really there's no stero. It's not a contradiction of the Taz. You change the day when you kabbal Kabbalah Shabbos. But that's only if you're good enough to be Kabbalah Shabbos that you're not taking away any mitzvahs you have to do. But if you take your mitzvahs, then you don't have it. So what does the Taz say? It comes out a fascinating machlokes here. Taz and the Maharshal. When a person does Kabbalah Shabbos, does he now change the day? The day becomes now a new day. You can't be Kabbalah Shabbos. Shabbos started. Or you say, that's changing the day. Just he's mekabel himself like a neder, like the Taz being named the Levush, so he has to mekabel himself a new the stream of Shabbos. On Thursday. Friday. Right. That's the chur of the b'machlekes. B'machlekes is a taz d'mashal. What's the understanding? The understanding is Shabbos started earlier, only chiyuvim started earlier. And there's a lot of discussions, and you know, lumdis, you can go into different things, mitzvahs that come in the middle, steers to the mitzvahs, how do you look at it? There's a whole discussion, maybe we'll get to it regarding the tamimois that you have in Shavuos. We know there's halach that you have to accept that we don't do ma'ariv and Shavuos until later, because we have to have tamimois, we have to have a full day. So, what according to the Taz, they changed it. What's the problem? That they changed it. We just started the day earlier, so I have to be miss. So, a lot of discussion that could go into this Taz with many other mitzvahs. But I want to focus, taking this idea, this machloikism that we have, back to Pesach. What it says in Pesach? Pesach, it says, you must eat in the night, because it says, v'achlu b'laylahu. So, therefore, I cannot eat earlier. So Bishlama, if you learn like the Marshal, like the Shlal, like the Mogen Avraham, like the Sefer Chassidim, all these places that say, well, you didn't change the day. It's day early. So you say, you cannot have the meal of Pesach until the night. Hi, why can you have Kiddush? By the way, I didn't emphasize that enough. I saw the Mishmeres Chaim, Chaim Scheinberg brings it on in his he has a sefer, like a Lumdish sefer, with short questions and answers. He says, what's the difference of Kiddush you can do early? But eating can do only, you can't do it until the night, according to the Maharal. So he says it's very simple. That's what the Maharal means to say. Kiddush is on the Kedusha of Shabbos. Kiddush is whatever I don't have Kiddush at a specific time on Shabbos. I can do Kiddush all over Shabbos. Whenever I have the Kedusha of Shabbos started, I can do Kiddush. So when you accept on yourself Shabbos early, I accept on myself like the Kedusha of Shabbos. Is it a nether? Not a nether. It's something, you know, how does a nether apply to that? But let's assume that you could combine these things together. You do Kiddush on the Kedusha of Shabbos. But the Seuda is not the Seuda on the Kedusha of Shabbos, he says. He says the Seuda, according to the Maharal, is we have a mitzvah to eat three meals on Shabbos. What's the meals we have on Shabbos? It's the same meals you have on the weekday. Just, I make that a Kedusha Shabbos. We learn it from the mon. The Gemara says, in the mon, you had a mon that you ate in the night. So I take the meal of the night. I can make the night earlier, as the Maharal and the Rashal learns. The day didn't change. The Kedusha started earlier. But the day did not start earlier. So the Seuda belongs to the day. The Kiddush belongs to the Kedusha. The Kedusha you can do earlier. The Seuda you can't do until the night. That's what the Maharal learns. But according to the Taz, the Taz, the Chus, and the Farish, that the day starts earlier. That's why when I sin the Sukkah, I don't have any more Chiyuv of the Sukkah. That's why I can accept Shabbos early. And I don't have to eat the meal tonight. Because he says you can eat the meal earlier. So why Pesach? He agrees you can't eat till the night. What's that? Right? So what does the Olam say? What's the Chiluk? The Taz says you can eat a Shabbos meal early because Shabbos started earlier. Not only the Kedusha of Shabbos earlier. Your mamish, the day's changed. The day switched. Sukkah's ended. It's a new day. Now you started Shabbos. But still, Leil Pesach, you have to eat until the night. You have to wait until the night to eat the Seuda of Leil HaSeder. Why? Yeah, but you mean you start because you have the day of Pesach. You have to wait for the day of Pesach. The day of Pesach started.
When is it commemorating? When did Leil Pesach really happen back?
Yeah, but we're not waiting for that moment. We're not waiting to Chatzos. We're waiting earlier in the day. So maybe then they also accepted early.
Chagra does. Probably has to do with the Korban Pesach.
But why?
When actually you were able
to
bring the Korban.
100%. That's what Tezor says. Why can you bring the Korban? But Laila Zeh. But if I could start it earlier, I could start it earlier. So now the Laila started earlier.
But the time.
Meaning what?
But you can't. If you look at it, you're changing the day. There's no way you can do it earlier because you can't. The Inyan is on that day. And if you hold it, you're changing the day. Then there's no way you can do that. You can't do that.
Right, but according to the Taz, you change the day. The day started earlier. So now I can start doing Korban Pesach earlier.
Because the Korban Pesach has nothing to do with the Kedushas Hayom. It has to do with the time.
But the Taz disagrees with that.
When you can bring it.
But that's the Svar of the Maharal. The Taz disagrees with this idea.
That's in my focus.
Yeah.
You have a Perish of Pasuk in the Torah where of Tokhul Matzah, so the Korban Pesach has to be by night. Or Shabbat.
Okay.
Tamimos, right? So that's the Farish. I know that has to be complete. That has to be by night. But to set, even though the Sabbath Shabbos, many Pesachim say the Raisa, there's no Farish thing saying it has to be by night. It could be more in the daytime. Therefore,
yeah.
So I over there, avada has to be by night.
Okay.
By the 50th day, and by the
by Pesach night, yeah. But the alchor the night starts earlier. I just extend the night.
Maybe there's a difference between Shabbos and Yom Tov.
No, chur. He says Yom Tov too, but Pesach, Sukkot, and Shmini Atzeres. He says it in Pesach.
No, so
I want to extend more. Just a very, very simple story, very related to what you're saying. I think that's what I'm trying to Taz. It's very simple, I say. The Taz says that you can add to the day. You can make the day earlier. I mean, you can start Shabbos earlier in the day. Right? Yeah. You can start Shabbos earlier. So the question is like this. If you can start Shabbos earlier, does that mean that you're changing the status of what is right now in the sky? Is it day or night?
It's still day.
It's still day.
It's still day. You're not
still daytime. Day. It's just Shabbos start earlier. The Taz holds Agda Mara. Now it's all that in Kedusha Shabbos. Really the day of Shabbos started. Now in the calendar moved from Friday, you know, to Saturday. It's a new day. Very good. But is it the daytime of the day or the nighttime of the day?
It's the daytime of the day.
If you want to keep me asking as a riddle, ask someone a real. How is it possible to have 2 days and one night and one day? How is it possible? The answer is, you can have, if you make early Shabbos, according to the Taz, you have 2 days and one night. You have the day, the last hour and a half of Erev Shabbos, which it becomes Shabbos. You have the night, and then you have the 24 hours of Shabbos, 25 hours of Shabbos. So yes, you could have. The Taz doesn't say that I changed the status from daytime to nighttime. Even though the lashon is different, he says that lashon.
So if it was like Rosh Chodesh, you're changing the status.
The status of the day because a new day. Yeah. Now, even though he says "Vukamo balaylo mocher mamish," I don't think he doesn't really mean balaylo, meaning that it's dark. I mean balaylo means the day. Usually, day starts at night. The Taz Zayim may say chiddush. You could start a day in the middle of the day. Usually, in Yiddishkeit, you start a day in the night. But if you have Kabbalah Shabbos, you can start the day in the night. The Mashal and the Ma'aral and others argue and say, no, you cannot start the day early. You can start the Kedusha early. You can extend the Kedusha. But you cannot start the day early. It's still Friday. The Taz learns is a new day. And according to that, you can explain the Taz over here in Pesach. And this is really what you said. It says you have Gzeres HaKos, it says in Pesach, you need to eat in the night. Now you have to eat in Pesach. Pesach says the Taz started. Pesach HaKadim started. That's why I could do Mayav earlier. I don't have a problem to do it. Pesach started. But I have to, what's the time to do it? The time to do it is the night. It's not night yet. So therefore, you have to wait for the night to do Leila Seder. And that's simple. And that's meaning when it means the Taz means, where he said it's very hard to understand. The Taz says, the Kriya Shema and Tzvira Sa'imer, you have to wait for the night. So now, go back to this Taz. The Taz says, the last two lines of the Taz, the first Taz on the left, says the Kriya Shema Va'omer is Zmonam Balay. The time is the night. Why did you start early? Says, what does the Taz mean? The day started earlier. Yeah, the day of Tzai Nisa, when you start Tzai Soimer, or Tzai Nisa, whatever this Tzai Soimer is, started earlier. The day of Shabbos Yom to start earlier. But it's not night. And Kriya Shema has to do Bishach Bechov Kumechas, during the time of night. Sphere Soimer is the time to do it. The main time the Chazal gave us to do it was in the night. So therefore, you have to do it in time of Laila. Laila doesn't start. All what Taz says is the day changed, but the status of day and night did not change. So that's being a pshat in the Taz. So according to that, even the Taz that agrees that the day starts earlier, agrees the night didn't start earlier. And Yemela, that's why when it comes to this, you have to wait for the night. And that's the halacha that we learn. That's the first halacha in Hilchos Leila Seder. Halacha is you should start as early as possible. As we said, but the earliest you could, you cannot start the meal. You can't have the Kaddish before it's the full Tzeisak HaChadim. I just want to, and we'll end with that. One of the things, I know by me always happens this way, is that when you come to the Seder, so then you go and you start preparing the matzahs. You start doing, you have the matzah shleim on, the matzah shvur on, you have to prepare it, and you put all the matzahs, and you put the kiddush together, the kiddush cups, and it takes an hour or something just to prepare everybody to get to the Seder. Here's what it says over here. You have to start as early as possible. You can't start before Tzitzik HaChavim. But you should start the meal as early as possible to Tinoika Shalom Yishnu. So the beginning, to prepare everything you can before the night, so you could start right away in the night, But again, you can't start until Tzeitzer Kochavim, because Tzeitzer Kochavim is the time that night starts. Nightfall doesn't happen to this Kochavim, even according to the Taz.
So how would you ask the question before about whether someone could do malacha for you if you took Shabbos on earlier?
Right. So the Taz says you could. Right. Why is that so? Because I'm allowed to talk. The way the Taz says, I'm allowed to talk to somebody who for him is not Shabbos. For me, it is Shabbos. The other mefarsh will say like the levush. I was accepting myself. All I accept myself is this part, not the other part. If you want to put it in different words, and with that, just to connect that with something, is that there's a discussion that the later priest could bring. He's brought in the Engel speaks about it. Tzvi Pesach has a tshuva about it. Can you accept to yourself a half a Shabbos? Meaning, you say, you know what? I'm not going to do big malachas, but I'll do small malachas. I'm not going to open the light, but I will, you know, do hachana. There are buns or even the rices. Can you do half and half? Right. So according to the Maharshal, according to the way the Maharshal learns of Chudu Levush, you can sometimes have a neder. You possibly could say a neder is half and half. Yeah. Yeah. I'll do this, now that, Kedushas and this thing, now this thing. But if you're saying the day changed, the day changed. Right. It's not nighttime, but if they change, you can't do it. Okay.